Whoa, land, we've got a lot of ground to cover with our next guest. So I just want to run right to our phone lines. Joining us live, we've got Congressman Jim Banks. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, glad you're here, because one of our top stories we've been following all day is about Steve Bannon. As you know, the House committee investigating the January 6th riots, a.k.a. the committee you were kicked out of, has voted to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. That means the contempt resolution goes to the full House for a vote. So I think the obvious question today, Congressman, is how will you vote on the Steve Bannon contempt resolution?
Well, of course, I'm going to vote against it. It's ridiculous. But keep in mind, Kayla, that this is what Democrats do. It's become predictable. When things are really bad, and they're really bad right now for Democrats, every day a new poll comes out that shows that Joe Biden's poll numbers are dropping significantly. I think yesterday, 36% approval rating. This week, they had a whole rash of House Democrat members announced that they were retiring because they know that Republicans are going to win the majority next year. On top of that, you got the inflation crisis, mm-hmm. you got the border crisis, you got what happened in Afghanistan. Every day something new, that the now we have the supply chain crisis that's going to affect Christmas and things that's going to get even worse in the months to come. This is a recipe that's really bad for Democrats' prospects in the midterm election. So what do Democrats do? They want to go back to January 6th. They want to talk about January 6th and insurrection and pull out these ridiculous terms and put the spotlight on that instead of the spotlight on their failed policies and what they're trying to do to turn America into a socialist country. And Steve Bannon knows that. Mm-hmm. Steve Bannon said, I'm not going to cooperate with this political witch hunt that Nancy Pelosi created, that all of the Republicans, except for Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, who are Republicans in name only, we all voted against this witch hunt sham committee to begin with, because that's what it is. It is a sham. And Steve Bannon said, I'm not going to participate. And I don't blame him one single bit. And that's why I'm going to vote against the measure to hold him in contempt. The vote will probably occur on Friday.
Congressman, you brought up a couple of things that I want to touch on. For starters, the supply chain crisis. You know, it seems like we all just woke up one morning and all of a sudden Costco and Walmart were once again limiting the amount of toilet paper we can all buy. How did we get here?
Well, this is important to recognize that this is a direct result of the Biden agenda. And that's, I think that's being missed largely in the media, but I think there are really four or five reasons why this is happening. It's all tied to policies that have been brought about by the Biden administration by Democrats. I mean, the labor shortage is a big reason why we have a supply chain crisis, and that labor shortage is directly tied to what the Biden administration has done to pay people not to work and to make America less productive. So we have a labor shortage and an inability to offload these ships that are filled with these container ships that are filled with mm-hmm. with products that are coming to America. Then you got the forced vaccination mandates, which means that a lot of businesses are letting people go who don't get vaccinated. Some of their best employees that work for them that they have to let go because of the unconstitutional and dangerous mandate by the federal government that I'm fighting against, by the way, in Congress, and I hope that the courts will strike it down. I think there's a chance that the courts might act and strike down this forced vaccination mandate sometime this week. But that's another reason that we have a labor shortage. You know, the Green New Deal policies that this administration have brought about is one of the reasons that we have this ongoing supply chain crisis, that the inflation issues are affecting it. And then one of the big reasons, too, Kayla, is because of this administration's friendly posture toward China. I mean, China is responsible for tying up the world's supply chain in a big way. And we went from the toughest administration that we ever had on China, who was holding them accountable for these types of activities under Trump, to Joe Biden, the friendliest president that China has ever had in the White House. So those are all reasons mm-hmm. I think the supply chain crisis is occurring, but they're all directly tied to Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Well, I, speaking of that, to piggyback off some of those comments, you know, the president is currently pushing his $3.5 trillion human infrastructure spending plans. You know, he wants Americans to believe that this isn't going to impact their wallets in any way, shape or form. He said it's going to literally cost nothing, $0. And yet, you know, you just mentioned it. Inflation is up. Supplies on store shelves, as we know, they're down. You know, if Democrats overcome all of this infighting they have right now going on regarding this legislation and pass this, you know, 3.5, whether it's 3.5, 1.5 trillion, either, regardless, still a huge number. If they pass this legislation, what's that going to mean for Hoosiers in our pocketbooks?
It's going to change your way of life in a significant way. And we talk about bills all the time the Democrats will pass that will turn us into a socialist nation or head us down the path towards socialism. This bill will turn America into a socialist country overnight. And what does that mean to you? I mean, we went through the bill last week, Kayla, with the Republican Study Committee and found 42 policies that will directly affect your life, like immediately. Like by the way, your daycare center where you drop your kid off every day is probably going to go out of business because it requires them to hire college-educated workers. So it's either going to go out of business or they're going to have to raise the prices so high that you're not going to be able to afford it. I mean, that's one thing that's going to directly affect a lot of my constituents and our friends and family members in Northeast Indiana. Then you add on, like, the crazy things under the bill, like the climate change militia. We're going to go out and hire a bunch of AOC's wacky environmentalists friends and give them badges and tell them to go out on farms and into businesses and enforce Green New Deal policies. I mean, that's kind of scary if you think about it. It's easy to laugh at, but it's kind of scary to think about how dangerous that would be. Then the fines on employers is probably going to put a lot of small businesses out of business, and 90% of businesses in America are small businesses, and it's gonna fine them for not enforcing the vaccination mandates and some of the other Biden mandates. There's probably a really good chance you're gonna lose your job if this bill goes into effect as well. So not to mention the tax increases and what it will do to inflation. You think inflation is bad right now?
Right.
If they pass this reconciliation bill, inflation is gonna get I think even two times worse.
And I think we can all, you know, learn from your comments there that you're obviously fighting tooth and nail against this thing.
Yes, I'm going to do everything I can to stop it. Here's what I'm worried about. They're going to come back and say, okay, it won't be $5 trillion, it might be $4 trillion or $3.5 trillion. But it's all a gimmick, and this is what everybody needs to recognize. It might be less money, but it's just going to be the same amount of funding for fewer years.
Right.
So creating these massive entitlement programs that didn't exist before and say they're going to end after 7 years instead of after 10 years. And then we get to that point and it's hard to take them away. So that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about what it will do to the national debt, how that will affect our kids, and what it will do to change America overnight. So you bet we're going to keep fighting it every step of the way. But the only thing that's going to block it is the Democrats continuing to fight with each other.
Well, we'll keep talking about it here too, Congressman. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Podcasts by Federated Media.